Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to get in touch with Mr. Joseph Dorsey.
This is a Joseph Dorsey.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Dorsey? This is Robin calling from Family First Care.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing well. The reason for my call is because in my system is showing that you're upcoming to red days, meaning there may be an issue with your waiver
Can you
or.
speak up? I can't hear you that good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so in my system is showing that maybe you might have a waiver issue or have to renew something with the county assistance office.
Like what? What is it? Let me tell you.
I'm not sure. You might have to call your insurance, your service coordinator from your insurance. Do you have their number or do you would like me to provide it for you?
Wait a minute. Well, welfare for insurance. Yeah, sure. Would this be for Keystone?
Yes.
For Keystone.
Naima Jones is your service coordinator.
Wait a minute. I gotta get a pencil.
Okay.
Don't press down on it hard. Sure, I'll do it this time only because I don't
Hey,
need
go
to.
ahead.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Go
Go ahead.
Okay, person's name is Naima Jones, NAIMAH Jones.
And where does she work at?
And
This
where
is
she
the
work at?
service coordinator for Keystone.
So the number he's giving you is to Keystone or to the DPA
Yes,
office?
to Keystone.
Keystone.
You ready for the number?
In a minute.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
And where is he calling from?
I'm calling from the home care agency.
What's the name of the home care agency?
Family First Care.
Right, Family First. Do you have a location in Media?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a Family First Care location in Media?
No.
Where are you located?
In Philadelphia?
Only?
We have two offices here in Philadelphia, one in New York.
Okay. What's the number for Naima Jones?
Okay, it's 215
Go ahead.
9907.
Go ahead.
2670.
And she'll know what this is about.
Yes, and then I can give you the county assistance office numbers also as well.
And why does he need the county assistance number again?
It might be a, it doesn't show me what's the issue because it might be a waiver issue with them or she might be able to see what's going on.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 215 560 7226.
And who should he ask for?
I'm not sure. He would just give him his name and information, and they'll go from there and ask them, does he need to renew anything, any paperwork they need, or anything like that?
7226.
7226. Yes, correct.
So if he needs to renew something, isn't it their obligation to send it out to him?
Yes.
Why should he have to be making any phone calls at all?
I'm not sh I mean this I this is, I can't make the phone calls for him.
Well, once again, it takes me back to the question that I asked. I'm gonna reiterate by asking, shouldn't they have sent him something if he needed to renew
Yes.
something?
Yes, they should have sent him
Yeah.
something in the mail.
Exactly, and they didn't, and he shouldn't have to call them to find out why not.
Yeah, but if he doesn't call, then his services will get cut off.
Oh well, that'll be on them.
Okay.
Not on him if he didn't receive something. His mail comes here faithfully every day. I view the mail every day, and nothing has come from the county welfare office. But we're discussing something, and you don't even know what the reason is, right?
Exactly. It doesn't show me in my system.
Okay, but they have you calling, though?
Because my system just shows on this calendar, when it shows red days, that means there's something wrong with the waiver or issue, maybe financially, that he has to bring or something in that nature. It doesn't show me what exact.
Then they shouldn't have you doing it, because he's talking to you, then he has to talk to Naima, and he may have to talk to the county assistance office. It's like you're the middle person.
Well, he actually has two coordinators. I'm the scheduling coordinator here at the agency, and then he has Naima, which is the service coordinator for his insurance.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you for your time. Bye.
Thank you.